Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next and latest episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam, and we are a few minutes late this evening. We have to say, there's a few people wishing us a happy anniversary in the chat, so thank you, guys. Jack and a few others that have noticed it's our, or have been told, and I guess been following your stories,
yes,
I guess, on Instagram. So yes, it is our anniversary tomorrow, isn't it? 7th of August. We've been together, what, married now for 13 years?
Tomorrow, 13 years of
13
marriage.
13 years tomorrow, guys.
19 years together.
How many years playing FPL together? The majority, I would suggest. Most of those 19. I actually figured out it's my 17th season, this, in FPL.
Is it?
17th season. So I'm assuming yours has got to be the 15th or 16th season.
Probably.
But
no,
yeah.
You played for a couple of years without me, I think.
I think it's probably true. But yeah, married for 13 years, Sam, from FPL Family. Some would call it a life sentence. Not me. I would not.
What is up with you? Lee's been drinking while we've been out, and he's in a bit of a funny mood.
That's a bit of a... I don't know if you can say that.
I just did.
I think I've had a couple of beers, I think is what you should say.
And
but
how many did you have yesterday? And how many did you have on Friday night?
It's been a good weekend. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And the bit that I enjoyed the most was spending the day with the family at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium today.
Oh, it was epic today.
Great to be back at the football, wasn't it? Really, really good. Great to be back at the Spurs Stadium. Good result for Tottenham Hotspur as well. Mm. And if ever there was a man that did not look like he was off to Bayern Munich, you did not cry, because there was no clap, there was no goodbye, there was no waving. In fact, there was a little
thanks fans, I'm off to the changing room.
In fact, aside from all of that, there was actually four goals and a very good performance. So,
and there was tweets about, you know,
listen,
getting ready and all
listen,
of that.
I did not look like a man that was off to Bayern Munich.
So when the team sheet came out and I was like, oh, Kane's starting.
Yeah.
Oh, and as captain.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then he played really well. We'll talk about more of this later. And I was watching. And then we subbed him off and I was thinking, right, here he goes. He's going to go off at the other side.
Is he going to give it the claps? Is he going to be...
He's going to clap. Yeah,
potentially.
Lee's going to wind me up. I'm going to be in the middle of the South Stand crying.
Wow.
It's going to be emotional.
Potentially. And we said this time last Sunday. You got a bit emotional when I suggested that it was going to be Harry Kane's farewell game. But far from it. Far from it. Did not look like it.
He had an embrace with the manager.
Yeah. He and Ange seemed to be getting on all right, which is a good sign. And we talk about the Spurs performance in a second. And we need to also talk about, and we need to, I'm afraid, congratulate Arsenal on winning the Champions League.
Well,
they wish, Arsenal fans.
I mean,
the Community Shield earlier today.
But what a goal to take it to penalties.
Don't get your Spurs goggles off. They still won it. They still won it.
Okay.
So the Arsenal fans will
be
in tonight.
To be fair, they deserved it on the penalties. They totally took better penalties. But that goal.
Yes.
Arsenal goal, or the Trossard own goal.
The Trossard goal had an element of fortune to it, I think you would say. I think you would say. Yes, it was an element of fortune.
Wow.
And it was interesting because you know what FPL Twitter's like, right? As soon as Trossard scores that goal, right, Trossard in. And I'm like, did you not see the goal? It literally cannoned off of Akanji's backside and went in. So a hint of fortune to Arsenal winning the Community Shield today. But fair play to you gooners out there. You've won that. So I would love to hear from you guys in the chat about what you thought about that game. We caught the tail end of it coming back from the Spurs.
We saw
the penalties. We heard about the Cole Palmer goal on the radio, which sounded so good on the radio. I've actually not seen it yet in full flight, but I've heard it's very, very good. So we'd love to hear from you guys as to thoughts on Arsenal and Manchester City from an FPL perspective after that Community Shield. But while the guys are doing that in the chat, tell us what you made of the Spurs performance today against Shakhtar Donetsk, because I was impressed. One in particular catching my eye, which I'll tell you about in a sec.
Yeah, because you actually haven't watched that much of Spurs in pre-season.
Admittedly not.
I've watched all of the games that we've played in pre-season in one form or another. And so today I was really honestly quite excited to go to Spurs today. And I know people will go, oh, it's only a pre-season friendly. And I get that. But I was quite excited to go because what I'd seen in the games that we'd played against the Sailors and against West Ham, I was really like, this is going to be exciting. This is going to be
bit more of a challenge.
This is going to be the first time I've got, like, normally I go to Spurs and I'm like, right, okay, how long till we have a defensive mess up?
Yeah.
How long until it all goes horribly wrong and we're relying on Harry Kane to dig us out? Whereas what I've seen in pre-season has been attacking football, fast pace, moving the ball around, a bit more aggressive in our style of play, a bit more kind of like fight for the badge stuff.
Talk to me about specific FPL assets, though, because everyone's going to want to hear your opinion on James Maddison. They're going to want to hear your opinion, obviously, on Harry Kane. I've got some thoughts on Dejan Kulusevski, who I thought worked his socks off today. I thought he was one of the best players on the pitch. But if that was an FPL game today, he'd have got, you know, two-pointer. He would have blanked, but actually deserved more. Dane Scarlett, of course, getting the goal as well. Solomon come on and did a good job. Son, your thoughts on Heung-min Son as well, because I thought he looked a little bit isolated out there on the left. But tell me, FPL perspective, what did you think?
Okay, let's start at the back and work our way up then. So I actually thought Emerson Royale had the best game I've seen ever in a Spurs shirt today.
You're not investing in Spurs defensive assets, well, are you? In FPL, come on.
So up until today, I've been firmly in the no camp.
Yeah.
Actually today, now all right, it was against Shakhtar rather than a Premier League side. But I actually thought, I mean, we had a wobble for the goal. But we actually were defensively solid for the rest of it. We were. They didn't have it. We dealt with them. Every time they came forward, they were dealt with. Now, it is different to playing
Spurs
against another
were
Premier League side.
All right, defensively, but I would not put Emerson, it any more than a 5 or 6 out of 10. They were fine.
But I think the thing for me was that Emerson was in. He was making really good runs. He was in really good attacking positions. There will be some attacking returns that come from whoever's playing in those wing back positions for Spurs this year. That is for sure. The problem is who is going to be starting in those positions. But if you did want a defender, he was the one that stood out for me today. I thought he was really impressive. Moving into midfield, well, there were a few interesting performances. I thought James Maddison was absolutely superb today.
He was the standout for me, I have to say, because I was looking at, I don't know what it was. I think when you're thinking about having somebody in your FPL team, you watch them more than you would otherwise, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was impressed with Kulusevski and a few of you guys in the chat saying that he got, you know, a couple of assists. For sure, I think maybe got the assist for Solomon's goal, maybe at the end. Scarlett's goal. But I think Solomon got this. Anyway, Kulusevski.
Solomon got the assist for Kane.
Yeah, for sure, Kulusevski, he either got an assist or two or absolutely deserved to. So I was looking at him, was interested in how Son played, and I'll get your thoughts on him in a second. But James Maddison, in particular, especially if you keep Harry, I thought he was great because he was advanced, he was central, and we've seen in his Leicester days how he can be out there on the right hand side, and therefore he's a little bit ineffective. We saw last season Tete coming in for Leicester, he moved central, and he was absolutely, you know, fundamental to the part of the to the attacking third from a Leicester perspective. Same today. He was there almost playing like as a second forward alongside Kane.
Yeah.
Right up in that number 10 spot. Felt like in the first half an hour, Postecoglou's philosophy seems to be high intensity, high press. 100%. And for the first half hour, Spurs were very good at that. I hand you that. Last 15 minutes of the first half, I think you're just tired. I think because it's pre-season. But if that's going to be the philosophy going forward and Maddison's going to be in there winning balls back, you know, racking up the bonus points from that perspective as well. And of course, then he gets fouled for the penalty on Kane's first goal. Then he gets an assist for the cross on Kane's second or third, can't remember, but on one of the other Kane goals.
Third, I think.
So two assists. I would have put him, if it was an FPL game, probably would have got bonus.
Well, he got taken off just as we were about to take a free kick. And he, you could see him.
Yeah,
he was
standing frustrated
there,
about
he was
that.
He eyeing it up. And then he
absolutely
put his number up. And you could, Maddison was like, oh. And you could see him physically kind of go, oh. And then sort of remembered where that it was his first time in front of the crowd. And it was his first time playing there as well, like as a home. I thought he was excellent today.
7.5.
Yeah.
You're tempted, aren't you?
I've had him in every draft.
Mm.
Because I think the way that Postecoglou... So when I spent a lot of time reading about Postecoglou when he first arrived, and I was like, okay. And then when we signed Maddison, I was like, yes.
This
is the guy.
Took some corners as well. Perfect.
And at one point, I said to you that was interesting because Son had lined up the corner and he was about to take it.
That's true.
And Maddison trotted over to him.
Almost pulled rank a little bit.
And Son went, okay. And Son just trotted back into the box and let Maddison take it. And he took a really good corner. So he actually was taking corners from both sides of the pitch when he was on. Son wasn't taking them. He was really impressive today. The high press really works. We played really well. I think what we saw in that first, with the team that were on for the first 70 minutes of the game, I think that's pretty much the team that we're going to. We've got another friendly on Tuesday against Barcelona. After that, we'll get a better indication. But for me, James Maddison was the standout of the midfielders, followed by Kulusevski, who I thought was really good again today. Back to the Kulusevski we saw a couple of Januaries ago when he first arrived. Sure. And we were all like, this guy is impressive. Yeah.
Still very wide, though. But he and Son were very wide. You can see that is going to be a characteristic of Postecoglou's play.
It will. But the difference was on Kulusevski and Royale's side is they kept swapping. So
there was understanding there. Yeah.
So Royale would be up there in the slightly more central of the right side. And then Kulusevski would be on the wide. And then the next time you'd look at them, they'd have swapped. And so Kulusevski was getting plenty of opportunities for assists. He was, when in that more central on the left, on the right, sorry, he was quite happily putting shots away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was really impressed by him. On the other side with Son, and I said this on the official pod a couple of weeks ago, I don't think right now Son is worth 9 million in FPL. And there's a couple of reasons why I think that. One, it's because James Maddison and Kulusevski come in at 7.5 and 7, because Kulusevski's just 7 in the game.
Yeah.
They both offer Kulusevski offers similar, but way more attacking threat from where they are. Son is having to learn a whole new style. Kulusevski's always been out wide, cutting in and sharing that position with
Perhaps
Royale.
Not as wide, but yes, no, I agree with you.
Always further out. And he and Royale they work well. There's a good chemistry there and they swap over. On the other side of the pitch, we had that problem last year with Son and Perisic, where Son was never really sure where we should be.
The youngster played well today, though.
Destiny.
How do you say this guy's name? Udogi or something like that?
I think so. Destiny is fine.
Listen, he played very well.
He did play very well, but he was the one that was constantly on the inside channel and Son was very, very wide. Mm. Now, what does that mean for us in FPL? Well, it means that when he's crossing the ball in, it's not from the distance that you would really ideally want it. He's putting it in from further out towards the corner flag.
Nor is it always on his preferred
And also,
if he's coming inside.
Son only trusts Kane at the moment.
Right.
So when he's putting the ball in, he's looking for Harry. He's not looking for the others. And I think we will see, as Madison's a bit more around, we'll probably see that relationship develop a bit more. Because, of course, Kane and Maddison already have that relationship because they play England together.
Yeah.
Whereas for Son, this is a new relationship that he's got to build. The wide position is a new position for him. He's got to learn how to play that and how to engage more. Mm. And
chalk on the boots many a time,
many
I spotted
a time.
Today.
And
yeah.
the fact that he's going to lose a lot of set-piece responsibility if Madison's on corners
makes
that 11 million... Although, that 9 million, while it seems attractive because it's much cheaper than last time, and I think, I'm not saying he won't get any attacking returns.
Not a bad pick, yeah.
But I just think that you can save 2 million for Kulusevski, you can get similar, and you can save 1.5 million for Maddison, and I think you're going to get better output.
Madders is the one for me, and I noticed, and we'll move on from Spurs in a minute. We'll even say hello to a few people. We might even get to that.
Haven't done that yet.
But it was, genuinely, it's nice to talk about it because I was buzzing to be back at the football today. It's just great
it's
to
lovely,
be back at the
it?
Football.
It was really
and
lovely.
To be fair, the Spurs fans, it was a full stadium today. This is, it was a friendly. Whatever. 56,000 people. It was cracking.
And it was
really,
really
nice enjoyed it
because it was obviously for.
It was a game for Ukraine, right?
For Ukraine. Yeah, yeah. It was a really nice atmosphere. They did a lovely rendition of the Ukraine national anthem. It was really nice. And then it was obviously topped off by Kane. And the Spurs fans were fully you could see that.
One of our own come out a few times.
But I also think it wasn't I think it was kind of a, if you're going to go, let's send you out with a good memory of being here.
Yeah.
And then the more that it went on, the more we were all kind of going, does this feel like a player that's about to
he's not going.
But
for FPL,
it's Kane. Well,
the one that stood out for me was Maddison today. Well, at 7.5, in a week where, and we'll come to the Community Shield in a second, where Foden was benched. Now, I've been very much a big believer in I want somebody alongside Haaland from Man City in my FPL team. And up until, I have to say, today, really, it's been Foden. And I might still go with Foden. Mm. But that performance from James Maddison today, when Kane was dropping deep, as he likes to do, he was Maddison was the nine, right? Maddison was the striker.
He's got to get a bit of confidence, that's it. Confidence to take the shot.
Maybe. Yeah,
and, but
maybe.
I think that will come as well, because there were a few times today where he got there, didn't he? And he kind of checked back or passed the ball to somebody else.
That's just understanding. That'll
and
come.
Just, yeah, absolutely. Come. But the thing that it has really made me do, and before we went live, while Lee was sorting out the stream, I was sat here making a draft with Kane in it. Because I was like, he was... Look, I know it's Shakhtar, but I was really impressed by him today. He played so well. And I'm looking at that thinking, it's going to be another... If he stays... It's going to be another season like last year. We are going to score more goals this year.
True.
And if we score more goals this year, you know who's clocking up the goals, don't you, if he's there?
True. Well, we will, of course, guys, be talking about our latest drafts a bit later on. And spoiler alert, we've both got a little bit of money in the bank, haven't we? Which is a strategy that I'm starting to feel like I want to take going into game week one. But we'll talk about that a bit later on.
Better say hello, Lee.
We will say hello, but I also want to let people know that towards the end of the stream, we will be, as usual, as we have done for every season we've done in FPL Family, we've got our pre-season predictions coming up as well. So you've got the paper, you've got the cards, you've got the pens, the official Premier League pens and pieces of cardboard. And I hope that these are pieces of cardboard that we're going to be seeing more often on our TV screens this season, because as Kelly Summers quite rightly said during the week, the FPL show,
we can officially talk about it now.
I think we kind of maybe let the cat out of the bag last couple of weeks.
You did.
But the FPL show is back. The FPL show is back and on your screens this season, alongside the podcast, alongside what we're doing, what Sky Sports News are doing
and
in the UK,
and off the bench.
All that stuff is staying, but the FPL show that we didn't have last season but have had in previous years is back and on our screens.
To be fair, these are not FPL show cards.
All right, okay.
The FPL show
cards... Let me give it the biggest.
I had these, you might recognise them, from the points reveal show.
Oh, nice.
Because the FPL show
okay.
ones hadn't been made. Ooh. So these are the ones they use for the Premier League shows.
So it's going to be a new fancy card then for the new FPL show. Nice. Okay, how often is the FPL show going to be on? This is every week?
Every Friday morning.
Are you on our screens every Friday morning?
No, I'm not on every Friday morning.
Oh, right.
Okay. So you'll be able to catch Gianni on Friday morning.
Nice.
I'm going on Sky on Friday morning. Watch me there.
Nice. It's like, don't watch Gianni. Watch me.
No, it's afterwards. It's fine.
Oh, you can do both. You can do both. Fine. Okay, sorry, Gianni.
It's all fine. Watch Gianni and then watch me. And then as is in for game week two, because we're on holiday.
Oh, nice. Then, he's standing in. Good. Okay. Very good.
Well, he's not standing in. He's just in.
He's on. Yeah.
They swapped our weeks because he was going to do game week three. I was going to do game week two. I'm on holiday. So I'm doing game week three.
Very good. Excellent.
I'm so excited.
All right. So the FPL show is back. And I have to say, I'm very excited about being on the show, because that was... Missed it last year. I missed it. I know a lot of you in the community missed it as well. Let's say hello to a few people. Sam, we've got Steve Winyard, who's one of our...
Oh, no. Does he just need to wind me up again?
Possibly. Yes, possibly, Sam. But because he is an FPL Family YouTube member, he pays for the privilege of winding you up. So it's fine. He's allowed to. He's absolutely allowed to.
He pays for my therapy and he's wound me up.
Absolutely allowed to. Nigel the Crab, Cyberdeck, is in as usual. Si, how are you, mate? Nice to see you. Matthew Rigby is in. He says the predictions are back. He cannot wait for the predictions.
Chaos.
And as usual, guys, those of you that are long-term members or long-term viewers of FPL Family, you'll know that we predict more or less everything, right? Top four, bottom three, golden boot, golden glove, top FPL defender,
playmaker,
midfielder. Do we do that as well? We can do that. And then what
Team
we...
Team Sam, Team Lee?
Yes, you guys will get the opportunity to predict who is going to win FPL Family's Wooden Spoon Trophy this year. Is Sam going to beat me or am I going to beat Sam? To get, for those of you that are new to the channel... write hashtag Team Sam in the comments, because of the seven seasons we've been doing this, it's now 6-1. I really thought that when we started FPL Family, that would be closer than it is, but it's really
no,
not.
No, let's be truthful. You really thought when we started FPL Family, you beat me every year, because that
was
pretty much what was happening before FPL Family. Yeah. But I'm afraid FPL Family has made me up my game.
Unreal. I thought, get on YouTube, Lee, you'll be fine. You beat her every season, no problem. Seven seasons in and I'm 6-1 down, so... when we get to the predictions part of the show, guys, and we will be asking you for your predictions. So this is not just me and Sam writing some stuff on a card. We will be asking you guys to put in the live chat what you think. Who's going to be top four? Who's going to be bottom three? Who's going to be golden boot? Who's going to be top FPL defender, point scorer? Who's going to be the top FPL forward in terms of point scorers? Is it going to be Team Sam, Team Lee? We're going to go through all of that, guys, all of that. But let's say hello to a few more people. Anthony is here. We haven't seen Anthony for a while. So, Anthony, nice to see you, mate. Welcome along to the chat. Lukeyboy123 is here. Darren Ashman is in. He says, how much to become a member? I think it's like $4 or $5 a month, mate, something like that. But you can get onto the little button that says join on the YouTube. So if you're watching this video on your laptop, probably can do it on mobile as well, but certainly on laptop, there's a little button next to the subscribe button that says join. If you want to come and support the channel, support what Sam and I do here over on YouTube, as Steve has, as Nigel the Crab has, as a few of the others that are regulars here to the FPL Family Livestream have done, then we'd love you to do that. Gavin Doyle is in. How are we doing, Gavin? Nice to see you, mate. Nice to see you. Matthew Rigby, hashtag Team Lee. He will be on top the whole season. Matthew, I hate to tell you, mate, but if you're new to the channel, which you must be if you're doing hashtag Team Lee, then that is not, I'm afraid, my friend, how things have gone generally in the FPL family household. But thank you for your support,
to be fair,
and I really appreciate
it. Of last season.
I had my best season I've had in 7 years last season. It still wasn't good enough. It was just like, it's just unbelievably good rank
we
last year.
We're in a weird mood today, both of us.
That's just because we've had an anniversary drink, haven't we? That's what it is.
And I've had a Diet Coke.
Well, you obviously just...
I'm high on the Spurs. Just, 5 goals.
The fight, you're thinking you're going to win the league and stuff.
Day
now. It's crazy.
Today.
It's crazy.
I had a really nice golden cockerel. I should have let you. You said you'd buy it for me. I should have let you. I don't know
what
was
that. In the Spurs shop?
Yeah.
It was nice, that. You should have bought it.
Well, you said you'd buy it for me and then I don't know why I told you not to.
Yeah. Well, the queue was long in the shop and I was like, I can't be arsed.
Well, we did queue up.
Yeah, well,
spent a fortune on jumpers for the kids.
Stuff for the kids. Cormac Dunn is in. Hashtag Team Sam. Listen, I'm not, you know, Cormac knows what's at, what he knows where it's at. Limit 613, hashtag Team Sam and Lee. So,
but last time, you didn't even back yourself, you voted for me.
Correct, I didn't, yeah, I didn't. Heather is in, hey Heather, hashtag Team Sam. George Day is in, hashtag Team Sam.
Just give up now.
Jack Brockenshire is in, hashtag Team Sam. Oh, guys, come on. Paul Baxter, hashtag Team Sam. I mean, none of you are wrong. I mean, you're all completely right, but it would
be
nice.
Fair,
it would be nice to have a little bit of support from somebody.
Well, or everyone's wrong, and it really should be hashtag Team Max because last year,
true enough,
beat us both.
True enough. John Robert Knight, hashtag Team Lee. Let's go, let's go. So loads of you in tonight. How many have we got in tonight, Sam? We've got blooming heck, 524 of you in tonight. So guys, thank you very much for joining us here on the last FPL Family live stream before the big kickoff. Leave us a like, you know, if you're enjoying the stream, if you're enjoying our inane rambles here on a Sunday night, then hit that like button, hit subscribe, all that sort of stuff that all the big content creators say that we never do get around to saying. Before we get into our draft, Sam, so we're going to talk about our drafts and where we're at currently with our thinking. A quick shout out to the folks at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. If you are not yet signed up to Fantasy Football Scout ahead of the new season, now is a very, very good time to do it. There is a link on the screen. The links are in the description below as well. A lot of the members area stuff, all of the fixture difficulty ratings, all of the rate my team stuff, all of the fan forums. You can go in there and chat with all like-minded managers. That is the place to do it. The home of fantasy football is fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. We are both members, of course. I've been a member for 16 of the 17 years that I've been playing FPL. Absolutely love it. It is a really, really important website. We use all the tools here on a Sunday night in terms of the stats and the members area and stuff. So if you are not yet a member of the Fantasy Football Scout community, now is a really, really good time to do it. And all the links are in the description below. Sam, let's get to.
You plugged that way better than I would have.
That's pretty good, actually, wasn't it? You should clip that. You can use it at work.
I will. Take pretty it good. To work with me tomorrow That's... and say, have you seen this clip that Lee did last night?
Pretty good, that.
They'll be like, Sam, you're supposed to plug us. I'll be like,
anything additional you want to say, or is that it? Mic drop.
I mean, I literally don't think there's anything to say. I think you nailed it.
Excellent. Maybe
thanks.
I should have a couple of pints.
We're great over at Scout.
Fantasy Football Scout more. There we go.
Every day.
Ben Allam is in the chat. Thank you, Ben. He says, even a blind dog finds a bone. Hashtag Team Lee.
Oh, gosh. I love that.
That's like, thank you, Ben. Yeah, thank you. What he's saying is, law of averages is...
At some point, you must
At some win. Stage, I should get my second win. I mean, it'll be 9 or 10-1 before I get the win, I'm
Lee,
sure.
Lee will,
but, you know.
What could happen again like
Steve Winyard,
year?
Hashtag Team Lee. Thank you.
Well, that's because
Thanks,
Steve hates
Thanks,
me.
Steve.
He just likes to wind me up.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. appreciate it.
Love you too, Steve.
Let's get on to our draft, Sam. Let's talk about your draft first. You have got we've got a screenshot here from planfpl.com, another really great website I've been using a lot in the run-up to Game Week 1. I know you're using it a lot as well. Loads of great data in planfpl.com. You can see predicted points and all that sort of stuff.
Because some of them are now in there. That's true. That is the watch list from last week.
I'll tell you why that was. That is because it was a bit of a rush getting the old live stream up and running tonight because we've been out having a couple of beers.
Last week's watch list, and Kenku's got an injury.
That's true.
Phone didn't start.
Right.
Gakpo, no one's interested in. He's not played at all.
Right. Okay, so what would you like me to take out?
Oh my God, this is good.
Nkunku, I'll take out. What else?
Yeah, well, Diaby's in there, so you better take him out.
Diaby. You got Diaby now. Just copying me, aren't you? There goes Diaby.
I don't want Mount in there either. Take him out.
You don't want Mount. No, okay, he's gone. All right, take him out. Who else?
No, don't leave the gap. That looks terrible. Take the gap out.
I see it. So you've only got four in there now. Is that all right? Anybody else on your watch list that I can add?
No.
Madison, you got Madison?
Yeah.
Got Madison. All right, we'll leave it like that. So there we go. We've got the four on the watch list. But talk us through. I can't just delete the whole watch list, can I? Talk us through the latest draft. And in particular, I'm interested in the 1.5 in the bank and your thinking around that.
So I oh, I was thinking about making you change that watch list more. I should have put Trent on there. He's not in that team though.
He's on the screen. What more do you want?
So I have been back and forwards with myself a lot this week with multiple drafts. This is one of about five that I've had. And as I was saying before we came on, I was literally sat here with my phone doing a game one. Because of Trent, mostly. Because I've had Trent the whole time. But I really, really want Ben Chilwell for game week three.
Yeah.
Maybe even game week two, to be fair. So I was kind of like, well, I don't
maybe
want...
Maybe even game week one, the way you're maybe defending, do you know what I mean?
Maybe even game week one, the way you're defending. So I was kind of like, oh, I don't really... I want to be booking in that transfer. Like, I don't want to be... I know that it's him I want. I know I don't want Reece James. I know I want Chilwell. So why would I not have him in?
Yeah.
But the problem I had with having Trent is that I was pretty much locked out because the bench was... Can't really lose much else off the bench.
No.
Yes, I can take some stuff out of the midfield five, but I think with this kind of squad, you'd keep the midfield five as it is. Yes, I could downgrade João Pedro to a 4.5 non-playing
He is the third striker
really
of choice.
I like him and I don't want to not have him because I know what will happen. Come game week one, I won't have him. He'll play well. I'll be like, what the hell have I done? And then I'll be trying to make a transfer to bring in Blooming João Pedro and take a million from somewhere else.
And for those of you that missed it, and there won't be many of you that missed this because you'll be all over Twitter and all over the FPL community, but João Pedro took a penalty for Brighton today in their game. Gross was on the pitch. Somebody else was on the pitch as well that you sometimes takes penalties. Either way, all of the possible options for Brighton penalty takers were there and available. Mm-hmm. He took it, scored it. Mm-hmm. You and I have sat here before talking about, you know, record signing, all that sort of stuff. They might be about to break their record, transfer record again, by the way, by signing Mohamed Kudus, who I think would be a brilliant signing, by the way, which might affect Solly March and others, right? But so we've got to look out for that. But I like João Pedro. I think at 5-5,
I do.
He's going to get game time. Yeah. I think it's...
He's a lock, I think, for me.
Yeah, I don't see me taking him out.
No, I don't see it.
I don't see me taking
him
out.
In all of my draft. And so I'm looking at him and I'm kind of going, well, I don't want to lose him. So then I was kind of like, all right, well, look, Liverpool aren't keeping clean sheets. Trent's position moves everywhere. Like, sometimes he's in the defence, sometimes he's in the middle of midfield, sometimes he's in the attacking part of the midfield. Like, you can never really call it. But what I can call is a lack of Liverpool clean sheets because we haven't seen that yet. Their defending has been poor.
It certainly feels like attack is the best form of defence for Klopp going into the season. And I have to say, one of my mates asked me on WhatsApp today, a Man United fan friend of mine who constantly is digging me out about Liverpool, and I'm constantly digging him about Man United, so it's fine. But the question he asked me that made me think was, could you genuinely sit there and say, is Liverpool's squad better today than it was at the beginning of last season? I'm not sure you can say that.
I certainly don't think it was better than it was two seasons ago.
Is our squad right now better than 12 months ago. No. And I know that we've added Szoboszlai and we've added McAllister. That's good.
Yeah,
but we've lost Henderson, we've lost Fabinho, we've lost Keita, we've lost Milner, we've lost Ox. I mean, none of those guys necessarily are first team players. I understand that. But
no, but in the last 2 years,
the question is, could you say our squad is better than it was this time last season? I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure. It made me think. I mean, you could make the argument either way, is my point. But I couldn't, you know, whenever this particular friend of mine digs me out about questions like that, often I go, oh, shut up. Yeah, of course it is. But I was like, I'm not sure it is.
No. And I just look at it and I go, I can't see Trent keeping any clean sheets now. That doesn't mean I don't think Trent's going to get any returns, because I do think there'll be attacking returns.
Yeah, sure.
But with Chilwell, I'm kind of like, well, there also is going to be attacking returns for Chilwell. And could I see Chelsea keeping some clean sheets with the fixtures that they have in those earlier weeks? Yes.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, so if I'm suggesting that I don't think, and I certainly don't think Liverpool keep a clean sheet against Chelsea in game week one. So, in which case, why would I not save the money so that I can have it somewhere else? And I am one of these people that my strategy is always to play game week one conservatively. And I never do particularly well in game week one, do I? Like, my game week one team always does sort of about average. And the part of the reason for that is because I like to set it up for the longer term. So I like to look at game week three, game week four, game week five. And by doing that, I like to give myself flexibility by having money in the bank. Now, this team currently has 1.5 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
The draft that I was just working on that has Kane in it has 0.5 in the bank.
Has Haaland, Kane and 0.5?
Yes.
Goodness me. Okay.
Because, again, what I don't like to do is make a transfer between game week one and game week two.
Yeah.
And most non-experienced managers go a bit mental between game week one and game week two, because they'll have set up a team, then they'll realise that they've got problems, they'll start making loads of transfers. Yeah. Players can go up 0.3 in a week because people are going mad with transfers.
The FPL transfer market is very volatile, usually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We see this season after season. Yeah.
And then you can easily be priced out of the player that you want for game week three. So in my head, having 0.5 makes a lot of sense. Now, if I decide, and the Kane thing's going to be a last minute decision, which is why this is going to be, this draft is the draft that I am focusing on. This is the draft that I'm building towards game week one with.
Yeah.
But there is another draft sitting in Plan FPL that's got Kane in it. So that if...
Has that draft got Kane and Madison?
No.
Oh, so you... Oh, Kane rather than Madison.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It could have Kane and Madison, but at the moment it's just got one, because I don't feel I want to go like... I mean, I'm Spurs biased, yes, but I don't think I'm...
No,
I don't
not.
Think I'm that
no.
crazy.
No.
Don't think I'm that mad. Maybe I am that mad, but I don't think I'm that mad. So, but my point is that I'm looking at it kind of going, well, I've got a Kane draft, and if Kane's still around, then there's a question mark to be had, because I genuinely feel scared about not having Kane the way he played today if he's still a Spurs player next week.
Mm.
But this is the draft that I'm kind of building towards. The only real changes then from last week when we showed this draft is that Trent has become Chilwell.
Okay.
And then there's two changes in the midfield, because I had Mudrić and Bowen in those final
maybe
two
I had
slots
Bowen.
Last
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
So they've now become Diaby, because I have been impressed with him. And the Watkins factor is playing a little bit in my head.
Yeah.
And then Martinelli. Now, because I do really like the Arsenal double up, because I like the fixtures.
Well, so talk me through that. So you've got three Arsenal in there. And as Cy Burdett was saying, so Nigel the Crab, thank you for the super chat. After Havertz's performance today in the Community Shield, he's got one question. Do players get a bonus for being unable to hit a barn door from 10 yards? Now, listen, he says happy anniversary. By thank you, Cy, for the happy anniversary wishes. Listen, Havertz had a challenging game up there as number nine for Arsenal today. But was anybody shocked by that?
No.
We should not be shocked by that. He's had a whole season playing like that for Chelsea and it's not worked. So why would it work for Arsenal? I don't, and I've seen a few content creators talking about, you know, getting Havertz in and he's going to be the nine while Jesus is injured. Got with London clubs mixed up. Well, Jesus is out. Does Havertz play there? I'm not feeling it. I know he's a little bit cheaper, but I would much rather, if I'm going to double on the Arsenal attack, I think I would do what you have done, which is go for Saka Martinelli. I think Ødegaard is in the conversation. I would even put Trossard in the conversation. I'm not mega on Havertz, I have to say. What do you? So you've got Saka and Martinelli in your draft here, just for the sake of the podcasters. Is Havertz even in your thinking?
No.
He's not mine either, I have to say. And I might be making a big mistake, that. It might be. And he might pop up in game week one and get the goal. But I just would rather have two in midfield, I think. Havertz is a midfielder. I'd rather have two of the more established Arsenal FPL midfielders, if that makes sense, right? The Ødegaards and the Martinellis.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not absolutely sold on the double up of the Arsenal midfield, because like you said, I've got three because I've got Saliba in there as well. I'm not absolutely sold on that, because there are other players that could go in there. Like at the moment there's only the one Man City player in there. I need to think carefully about that.
So just for the podcasters, let me just read your team out, because I'm not sure we did that. Onana in goal, as you mentioned, Chilwell, Estupinan and Saliba at the back, Saka, Bruno Fernandes, Madison, Diaby now, and Martinelli. So looking a little bit more, I have to say, template than it was before. So last week you had Bowen in there, you had Mudrić and a few others, but looking a little bit more template than it was last week. And then Haaland and Darwin up top. So your bench has got Areola, João Pedro, Kabore and Bayer on the bench. So it is looking pretty, a bit more template than it was last week. That's not a criticism, that's just a, if anything, that's, I like to play it a bit safer, if anything. So I quite like it.
I think as the week goes on, I think today is key. Like, and you've asked me to do this since we got home from dinner. And I haven't really watched enough of the Community Shield to know how Martinelli played and that kind of stuff. The Foden was on my watch list last week. But only because I had the fear.
Yeah.
Because everyone else was talking about him and I just didn't get it. And I was like, I don't understand. Why do we think things have massively changed with Foden? Like, I know that people have left the club, but they are signing other players. And historically, he's not nailed down any position in that Man City team so far. And I don't know what's changed, apart from that Gundogan's left.
But today, put all that anxiety we have about picking Man City players came back to the fore today,
didn't it?
Which is
why I haven't had him in any drafts yet. Because I just, like, I don't...
I was pretty set on Foden, now, you know. And I'm,
so
I'm
the
just,
thing
and
is,
now I'm not.
Well, so the thing is that on Friday evening, they obviously kick off first. They're the first game. So we might get a little bit of insight into what that is before the deadline. And then cue everyone at Fest having a panic.
Oh, can you imagine?
However, I just haven't bought into it yet. Because, so for me, the key player that I was watching out of Man City, if anybody, was Alvarez. Because one, I wanted to know if he was going to start.
He's in the mix as well, right?
And two, if he did start, I wanted to just watch how it played out. Now, yes, he got the start. I haven't seen enough.
You need to watch the highlights, you and I, don't we?
Need to watch the highlights of that to work out exactly what we think.
What a goal by Cole Palmer, though. From what we heard on the radio, they were going mad for it on the radio. Yeah. I can't wait to see that goal. You guys can tell us in the chat what that goal was like. It sounded like he shifted his body weight, shifted it onto his favourite foot and just whipped it in the top corner past Ramsdale. Really nice goal.
And of course, you lot played today as well. So I'd like to watch some of the bits and pieces of that as well and see what was going on there. But I kind of feel like doubling up on Arsenal in the midfield makes sense. But then there are so many other players in that midfield position that tickle my fancy, shall we say.
Tell us about Darwin then, because this is a player that, you know, you've been pretty keen on. I've been pretty keen on. I think we both sat here last week and even the week before that, we're talking about the narrative and the number nine, and he's coming out, it's his second season, all the rest of it. Seems as if Gakpo's got the nod in pre-season friendly in a couple of games, and now is that a bit of a concern now as
it is a bit of a
it's enough to put me off, I think, unfortunately.
In the Kane draft, Darwin's not there. Because that Kane,
for sure.
Kane is in that Darwin slot. But it does make me a bit wary because, of course, in that Kane team, I was kind of then going, well, all right, how do I invest in Liverpool then? Because if I'm not having Trent because I want Haaland and Kane, where's my Liverpool coverage? Where's my Liverpool player?
But is it not okay to not have any Liverpool coverage?
I don't think it is. No, I think it's. I don't think you can not have a Liverpool player. Mm-hmm. But then I'm looking at the midfield going, well, look, Salah's nailed, but I can't have Salah, Kane and Haaland because,
no,
as we've seen...
Because you're not Jules Laurent.
I'm not Jules Laurent. As we've seen, it just doesn't work. Well, I don't think it works, as I've told Jules multiple times. Yeah.
I love it. Just so much love for him, by the way. He and you and Kelly, who do the official FPL podcast, that's where that reference comes from, by the way. If you've been listening to the official FPL podcast, you know, let us know what you think of Jules Laron's threemium draft, right? This is something
at one point he had all four.
We were all talking about it this time last year, but this year for sure very difficult to do. But he's got Salah, he's got Kane, he's got Haaland in his draft, but then the rest of it is just dross, isn't it?
Well, it got better on this week's pod because he's taken Trent out, so it did actually look a bit better. But the problem I have with the Kane draft is that there's no Liverpool attack and there's no Liverpool defence because I've not got Trent. So I'm looking at it going, all right, I can't afford Salah. I could get Jota, but is that right?
It's a risk still.
It's a risk. Yeah. I could get Luis Diaz, but it's a risk. And then I could Gakpo and Darwin, I can't get because I've got Kane. So I'm kind of struggling. So then it's like when I get one of the cheaper Liverpool players, like I could get McAllister or somebody like that. But even then,
there's too many good options in midfield to, I was going to say, yeah, I'll say it, waste one on McAllister, because I genuinely think it probably is a bit of a waste.
It's quite hard, I think, with Liverpool. And I am, even with this draft, looking at it with Darwin in it, I am really, Liverpool are the team that I am struggling with the most, because it's how do you invest in them for security of starts? Because if you're going to take a risk on the Pep roulette, and then you're going to take a bit of a gamble on Chelsea, and then you want to take, you kind of go, well, all right, well, I want to invest in Liverpool as well. That feels like it's just as much of a rotation risk as everybody else this year.
Investing in, if you want a safe investment in Liverpool, I'm sorry, but it's going to cost you 12.5 million.
I totally agree with you. But if you've built a draft that's, because that's what I was building towards, because 2 days ago, that Kane draft that I was just talking about didn't exist. But there was a Salah draft on my phone because I was expecting Kane to toodle off to Germany. And so in my head, I was thinking, all right, well, if Kane toodles off to Germany, I've got to get Richarlison in the midfield. So I'm going to save a load of money out of, you know, not having... and then that means I can not have Darwin. I can have Salah. And then I can get maybe a Jackson or take a bit of a punt on somebody from someone else.
Yeah.
So I had that kind of thought process that's going on in the back of my head. And the Salah Spurs investment is where it's hard because I think they take up the same positions in your team. So when you're looking at how you invest, it's actually quite difficult.
Yeah. It's for sure plenty to happen between now and Friday's deadline, I'm sure. But that team looks pretty good.
Those three bench pairs, I don't think will change. The bench goalkeeper probably will if Nottingham Forest get their new man.
Because if anything, I'd be saying you want to start Joao Pedro against Luton, don't you?
Well, yeah, probably. But then the reality is, if I want to bring in another premium, if Salah or Kane, and I think one of them will be in my draft, I'll be honest.
Sure.
I think either Salah or Kane will be in this by Friday night.
Mm.
That will probably mean...
By Friday you'll have two premiums? Do you think that's the way
to go?
I do,
yeah. And so what I think will happen is that the Martinelli slot will drop right down to a 4.5 million midfielder.
Yeah.
And then João Pedro will play. That's what I think will happen.
Yeah, I genuinely think João Pedro unlocks quite a lot for us in FPL if we want to. Particularly as we've probably got a couple of 4.0 playing defenders as well that
those
are on the radar,
I'm really happy
right?
With.
So, you know, in seasons gone past, you know, you'd have a whole wealth of 4.0 defenders. And none of them would play, or that at best they'd get a couple of points for you. We had the one famous season with Lundstrom, didn't we? With Lord Lundstrom, which was just a gift from the FPL gods. But certainly this season, you know, Kabore could be a bit of a gift for us. Bayer, I think you're right. Baldock as well could play for us, couldn't he? 4.0. Yeah. And of course, you've got Amari Bell from Luton as well. Obviously, bear in mind that neither Burnley nor Luton play in game week two. So there is a blank game week there. But yeah, we have got what we think is some playing 4 millions. And then you add João Pedro into the mix as well. And all of a sudden, that I still think Jules is barking at the wrong tree because it's three premiums. But the two premium draft is suddenly possible, isn't it?
And
it's
possible. I think I hadn't really appreciated that because I've been so locked on having Trent, that's why it was so hard to consider having Kane or Salah.
Yeah, but because everyone's thinking you can't be
because
cooling
I'm cooling on
Trent,
that because I really like the Chilwell pick, that is suddenly opening the door that the Kane or Salah pick
yes.
can work. The problem with the Kane pick is I find it really hard to work out how to invest in Liverpool if I've got Kane.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you're that bullish about investing in Liverpool and you sort of be very, very keen to do that. But we'll come to my draft in just a second. Before we do that, a quick shout out to our Patreon community. So for those of you that are enjoying the stream, obviously hit the like and subscribe button if you're enjoying it tonight. We will be streaming more or less every Sunday at 8:30 after the weekend's action to discuss what's been going on from an FPL perspective. But if you want a little bit more from us here at FPL Family throughout the week, if you'd like one-to-one Zoom calls with us, if you'd like the Manager of the Month competition, if you'd like bonus podcasts and Slack access, all that sort of good stuff, then patreon.com/FPL family is where you can find that. Now, we've got many of our patrons also join us here on a Sunday night. So hello to everybody that's joined our patron. We've had a really good summer, haven't we? Loads and loads of good conversation going on about FPL over the summer. I'm pretty sure between this live stream and next Friday, the Slack activity is going to go through the roof. There's going to be a lot of chat on there this week. And then, of course, as game week one gets underway, we'll be talking throughout the weekend on what's going on with some of those games as well.
So Friday night as well, won't we?
For sure. We'll be there at Fantasy Football Fest on Friday in London, down in Waterloo. And we look forward to seeing, well, everybody there, but of course, our patron family as well. So if you do want a little bit more of me and Sam in your life throughout the week, then patreon.com/FPL family is where you can find that. All the links are, of course, in the description below as usual. So, Sam, here is my draft as it is.
Has it changed?
It has changed a little bit. And the thing that has changed the most is that number down in the bottom right-hand corner there. So
why is there 4 million in the bank?
Well, let me explain why there's currently 4 million in the bank.
Why are you so rogue at the moment?
It's not rogue. The reason I'm going or thinking about doing 4 million in the bank is because I like the fact that I can get a reasonable draft out for game week one. And this is my current thinking for game week one. But I like the fact that that 4.0 can get me to whoever I want in game week two. So I've cut, you know, one of the reasons for having 4.0 in the bank is that I know, I've been playing this game for 17 years. I know I will not be first in the world at the end of game week one. This will not be the perfect draft. I will get some things right. I will get some things wrong. Knowing how I usually do in game week one, there'll be more wrong than right. Now, what the 4.0 in the bank allows me to do is move to whoever I need to get to. In fact, there's only probably one player that I would struggle to get to, and that's Harry Kane. That's Harry Kane, because I've got Haaland, João Pedro, and I've got Mbappe as well from West Ham, who's getting some minutes, but he's my 4.0 burner slot, is the reality. So if I wanted to get from João Pedro to Kane, I can't do it with my 4 in the bank. Obviously, if I want to get to Mbappe from Kane, I can't do it. I'd need to do hits. But for every other player, I can get to. If I want to go to Mo Salah in game week 2 because he smashes Chelsea to pieces, I can do it because I can go Odegaard, or I can go Bruno, or I can go Saka to Salah. If I want to go to Madison, I can go to Madison. If I want to go to Kevin De Bruyne, I can go to Kevin De Bruyne. If I want to go to Trent, I can go from Trent using my 4 million. So there's something, when I did this draft and I saw that I had 4 million in the bank, I was like, that is absolutely crazy. Why would you start the season with 4 in the bank? But the more I think about it, the more I do not mind this draft, and I like the fact that I can go wherever I want other than Harry Kane for game week 2. I like the flexibility that it gives me, knowing that I will get some stuff wrong in game week 1, for sure, right? But as a draft in and of itself, I don't think it's that bad. Now, on the back of today, Foden might become Madison, and I might make some tweaks that I didn't have time to change between getting back from the Spurs stadium and setting up the stream. But I don't see me changing Chilwell, Gabriel and Estupinan or Onana. I don't see that changing and having a couple of 4.0s. I don't see me changing Saka, Bruno or Diaby. And I hesitated there on Bruno because of Rashford, but I don't see me changing it. Odegaard is one of the key changes from this time last week. But I've bought him in because I think Arsenal at home to Forest. I don't know if you've seen much of Forest in pre-season, but they're in a bit of a state. They haven't even got a team. Never mind, had a good pre-season. So I just fancy.
I'm so confused by this draft.
And then I've got Haaland and João Pedro up front, which I don't see changing. I don't see Haaland and João Pedro changing. So obviously there are some things missing here. Like, I don't really have that 7.5 striker covered off. I don't have the Nkunkus or I don't have the Darwins. But I've got the formula in the bank.
No Liverpool.
We've got Chelsea on the opening game week. And we've got Bournemouth in game week two. So why would I go in on Liverpool in game week one? I just wait, I scout us, see what we're like. And then in game week two, I'll get ready to move. Do I need to go to Salah because he has a great performance? All right, well, I'll do that. Maybe Darwin starts and smashes it up. Well, I'll go there. Does Diaz play well? Oh, I'll go there then. Suddenly Trent's essential. All right, well, I'll go there. I'll go from a 4.0 in one move to Trent because I've got 4.0 in the bank. It just gives me that flexibility to do what I want to do. So for the podcasters, I've got Onana in goal, Chilwell, Gabriel and Estupinan at the back. Odegaard, Bruno, Saka, Foden and Diaby in midfield. And by the way, I'm not set on Diaby. That might change, but I do like him. Good preseason. Haaland and João Pedro up front. Areola, Kabore, Bayer and Mbeumo on the bench. And 4 million in the bank. My watch list is long, right? I'm still looking at Mbeumo. Obviously, he's looking at Rashford. Maddison, obviously, I was looking at before today, but absolutely am after today's performance because he basically played a 9 whenever Kane dropped deep, or 10 if he didn't. And on set pieces, and Ange looks as if he's just going to be like, attack, attack, attack. I disagree with you. I think Spurs looked a bit shaky defensively. It's the fact that you come up against a really pretty crap Shakhtar team that you didn't concede more goals. I mean, second half, your keeper, forget his name, pulled off an absolute worldie. Could have been 4-5-2. So Spurs feels a little bit like Liverpool. We're just going to score one more than the opposition. So I definitely want, if I'm going to go in on Spurs, I want in on the attack, I think, not the defence, for sure. Obviously, Jackson, Gibbs, White, there's others that are on my watch list. But you're looking at me as if the podcasters can't see the look on your face. The guys in the chat can, and they're all saying that their expressions are the same as yours.
I'm just
Everyone
baffled.
Thinks I'm bonkers that I'm going into game with one with 4 million in the bank, but I don't mind it.
I'm just baffled. This is not a strategy that makes any sense in my head.
Why?
Because you've had the game launched on the 4th of July.
Si's in saying that Lee's preparing for the wooden spoon already.
Feels like it, Si. By the time this game kicks off, we'll have had 5 weeks.
Ed says, I like your thinking, Lee. So it's mixed in the chat. It's mixed.
Is it Ed Gray? Because if it's Ed Gray, then, you know.
I don't know. It just says Ed.
Well. You've had 5 weeks to prepare a team.
Yeah.
My view very much on this, like, you've sat there and said, I can go anywhere I want for game week two. My view is you shouldn't be going anywhere for game week two because you should have built a team that's ready for game week two.
Yeah, sure.
So you should be preparing for a team that gets you through game week one, game week two, and then can, if you want, take a mini wild card going into game week three.
So if this team was exactly the same but had Salah instead of Odegaard and I had 0 in the bank, would that be a good team? Would you be happy with that?
Not necessarily, no.
Right.
Because I think there are a few things I don't like. The forwards are a problem to me.
Right.
Because you've closed off. Because I think the reality is, here's my view. The reality is, come game week two, you're going to look at your team without a Liverpool player against Bournemouth and go, why haven't I got a Liverpool player versus
Bournemouth? I'll move on one. I'll pick one in.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the same time,
yeah,
Jackson smashed 3 past you on the opening day and you Possible. Go... Right, I've got to get Jackson. I've got to get Salah. Now I've got to get Jackson. Well, you can't get both because you've closed out your forward slots. Yeah. And you're not selling Haaland and you can't get from João Pedro. And you don't want to get from João Pedro because he's got 2 penalties in game week one. So now you've got a position where you're trying to get your 4.0 forward to say Jackson. And you're also trying to get Odegaard to Salah. So I'm not sure it actually helps you to have this money in the bank. I think you should be building a team that's ready for game week two. And then at game week three, you've got your 2 free transfers and a -4 if you need it to move the budget around for what we've seen in the opening 2 game weeks. I think we've seen enough in pre-season to build a team for game week one and game week two so that game week three is where we are really then starting to test what we've seen in the Premier League. And that's where we make our big changes. My worry for you is that you think you've got lots of flexibility, and you have, if one player goes off.
Mm.
If more than one player goes off, you've not given yourself any flexibility in that forward line at all.
A few people in the chat saying, Lee, you say, you call it flexibility. I call it not having a strategy and you don't know what you're doing.
I mean, I think that's valid.
I don't know. I just, when I put this together earlier today, I was like, I don't mind it. Listen, I probably will go into the season with spending some of that money, but I didn't mind it because I looked at the draft in and of itself and I thought, okay, well, I've got my free Arsenal against Forest. I've got a couple of United against Wolves.
It's game week two.
Couple of Man City. Looks pretty good. João Pedro's in there. All right. I'm cool with that. The only thing it's missing is Liverpool. But we've got Chelsea and that's a difficult game. So I'd be willing to move on Liverpool in game week two if I want to. I just feel like it gives me a little bit of flexibility that I quite liked. I quite liked it, I'll be honest. And I also not sure where the value is or even where the FPL points are in that forward line. Like, of the FPL forwards that are available to us, yes, I know Haaland is a non-conversation. I know Kane's going to get some points. But where else would you go? I mean, Watkins at 8 feels a little bit risky. And Nkunku's have got a bit of an injury. Darwin is a risk now.
Jackson
feels like an unknown as well. Even João Pedro feels a bit unknown, really. I mean, could you? Who outside of Haaland would you say, yes, 100% he's going to get me points in my forward line, except Harry. But then Harry is 12.5 million or whatever he is.
Yeah, so I mean, that's part of the reason why I started building a draft with him. Yeah. But leave Harry aside for a minute, because we don't even know if he's going to still be here. I think the problem I have with that is that the way that that team is set up, like I'm still a firm believer. I like the defence. I like the midfield.
Defence is template, though, isn't it? I mean, defence is defence.
I like the defence. I like the midfield. My issue is that second forward slot, you basically haven't got a second forward slot.
So what would you change in this team? You'd go Mubama to a 7-5 or something like that. And in doing so, lock yourself out of potentially getting Salah for game week two.
Or you create a team that's got Salah for game week two.
Right.
Because in my head, you're just creating transfers.
Mm.
And you always say to me, don't plan for transfers. Don't book in the transfers.
Size in the chat. He said, if you don't want your 4 million, Lee, I'll have it. I need 4 million.
I'll have it.
I
think that's my issue, is that I'm looking at that thinking, I can take your point about you've got flexibility. You absolutely have. You can get to Salah easy from the midfield. I think what you're going to find with that team is there will be somebody that stands out in that second forward slot. You might get lucky, it might be João Pedro, but there might be somebody like a Jackson, like a Watkins, that suddenly goes,
but I'll get him. I've got the money in the bank, I'll get him. Game week two, game week three.
And you're going to get, how are you going to get Salah then?
Well, I'll make that decision when I get there. The alternative from what you're saying is, you have Salah for game week one, and then one of those forwards comes to the fore in game week two.
Well, no.
And then what? Then you've got to sell Salah to get him.
No, you're not understanding me. My point is I would build a team with both of them.
How can do that?
Well, you take some money out of somewhere else. Like, if you want to have a premium, if you want to have, and this is the compromise, if you think that Salah is the only way you'd want to invest in Liverpool, because he's the only...
Is it a minute? But yeah.
Okay, yeah. But if you think Salah is the only way I'd want to invest in Liverpool, and I know I want him for game week two against Bournemouth because actually he's a really nice captaincy option that week, then you look at a way that you construct this team that has him and Haaland in it, which is what I've basically been doing for the last week.
Mm.
Now, it means that the fifth midfielder spot drops off a cliff. It has to. So your Diaby pick or your Foden pick, one of them has to become
a 4-5 marvelous or whatever.
Has to become a really cheap option. You have to do that. That's fine. But in doing that, it allows you to do Ødegaard to Salah, but it also allows you to have a decent second striker option. And for me, that puts you in a better position flexibility-wise because you have not got to make any changes. You're not booking in any transfers. You're not planning to bring in a Liverpool player. Now, if come game week two, we watch Liverpool play against Chelsea and then we watch them play against Bournemouth, knowing you're already covered, you've got Salah, you can then, or you've got whoever, you can then go into game week three going, well, has Salah been the right pick so far at Liverpool? And if the answer is yes, then brilliant, because you've got him. If the answer is no, it's Luis Diaz, no, it's Diogo Jota, you just take the money back out again.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's getting the chat going. There's definitely conversation to be had here. There's definitely room for discussion, which I like, because if this was Twitter, you'd have to be one or the other, right? But we're not. There's some grey area here. Like, so for example, Nigel the Crab, thank you for the comment. Even my 5-year-old daughter, who doesn't know what FPL is, disagrees with Lee. Thank you, Simon. Much much appreciated. Martin's in. He's saying Lee's contemplating a -8 before game week 2. You've heard it here first. So,
yes, yes.
But then there's others. Like, there's others. There was one good comment in here. I'm sure I saw at least one good comment. To be fair to Lee, he's got 4 million in the bank and it still looks like a decent team. So thank you, Human Max. I mean, there is
Human Max. I thought Max was supposed to be asleep.
Human Max is absolutely saying that
sort of name. Oh, Max would give himself that.
Steve is saying he's just shaking his head behind his camera. I like your thinking, Lee, for game week 2 preparation. Shazwan is saying, so listen,
Lee is 100% taking a hit for game week 2 if he goes with this team.
At the very least, it's getting people talking.
Are you trying to give me a head start?
There isn't necessarily. So Matt Francis, thank you for the comment. He said, this is some seriously interesting insight to how domestic decisions are made in the Bonfield household here. So Lee comes up with some radical idea and Sam tries to convince him otherwise.
Make the decisions.
I don't know. I've never started an FPL season with 4 million in the bank. It sounds bonkers and probably is. But I just looked at that draft and thought,
I'm fascinated by this.
Like it for game week 1 and I can move to whoever I want, whoever the standout is for game week 1. And we know how the FPL works, right? You will have so much more information at your fingertips at the end of game week 1.
Do you remember last
year? And you have loads more information at the end of game week 2 and I will be able to move for whoever I need to move to in one move. No?
Well, except that last year, don't you remember, we all were like, all of us that we couldn't decide between Kane and Haaland. We watched the Community Shield. Haaland was a bit rubbish. Kane had a really great fixture in game week 1. We were like, right, we go with Kane for game week 1, swap into Haaland in game week 2. We booked in a transfer. Do you remember how bad that went?
Yeah.
Did that swap in game week 2. Haaland blanked, I think. Kane went off on an absolute riot. I felt sick as a pig and then had to swap it again. But I couldn't swap Haaland back out because I was in it then. And then I was moving stuff around, moving Salah out, and it was a nightmare. Because I booked in transfers, you can't... Having booked in a transfer for game week 2 last year, there is no way I'd do it again this year.
Okay.
You go for it.
All right. I just think João Pedro opens up so many different strategies. I think it's fascinating.
Wow.
It's fascinating. I just think he, as a pick, just, I think, it'll mean that we have a bit of variance in the game, which is good. And at the end of the day, the rest is pretty template, right? That back three, four, that is as boring as template as you're going to ever have, right? Everyone and their dog has got Chilwell, Gabriel, Estupinan and Onana.
I haven't got Gabriel.
Everyone.
I've got Saliba.
Well, that's because you're special. And then in midfield, everyone's got Saka. Everyone's got Bruno or Rashford and there or thereabouts. And Haaland and João Pedro, they're going to be template as well. Everything about this game week 1 draft here is template.
Right.
My point is, in game week 2, I will be able to make a move slightly away from the template because I'll have the money to do so.
Let's note that it is 9:42 on the 6th of August.
Yes.
This time next week, we'll be sat here. We'll have talked about what's happened in game week 1 so far.
Yeah.
We'll come to look at our teams for game week 2. And Lee will be saying,
move to whoever I need to move to.
No. Lee will be saying, so I'm going to take a -12...
I'll be cyber debt.
I'll be going, what the hell was the point of keeping 4 million in the bank? You're going to take a -12 because now you've got to get all of these other people.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, listen, that's my draft.
You're
that's,
hilarious, by the
that's
way.
Currently my thinking. Unlikely to be exactly like that. For sure, I've gone very, very cold
no
on Foden after
there.
Today. Well, Foden might become Madison, right? Let's have a look. But there we go. Lots to be discussed. Lots to be done.
I can't wait to see you inside to talk at Fest. I honestly can't.
Fantasy Football Fest on Friday. Let's get into the predictions. So the pre-season predictions, guys. We are here again for our 7th season predicting what we think.
I've got my notes on it from the show.
Don't use that one. Hang on a minute. Is that an exclusive? Is that your actual notes from the show you did with Kelly Sommers at the beginning of the season?
They're my notes for...
Wow, what a treat to have them online. What a treat. So, guys, we're going to be talking about the things that are on the screen here. So, predictions for top 4, bottom 3, golden boot, the playmaker or the most assists, the top FPL points scoring defender, midfielder, forward, and the surprise differential of the season. So we, Sam and I, are going to write down our predictions for each of these categories. And what we do at the beginning of each season, those of you that have been here before, the patrons, you guys that are members here at FPL Family, you will know that what we do is we write down all our predictions and we stick them in a drawer. We put them in that drawer over there. You guys can't see it because off camera. We put it in that drawer and we do not touch it for 38 game weeks. And at the end of the season, we have a great stream, one of my favourite streams of the season, where we go over to the drawer, we get the cards out, and we find out what it is that we wrote down on these cards at the beginning of the season. Now, what I'd like to do tonight, as we are writing these down, is for you guys to get in the chat and let us know what you think your predictions are. Now, I haven't, as usual, figured out how to do polls and stuff. And there's
somebody
you
even sent me instructions on how to do the polls.
I'm sure I can do polls, but I can't be asked. So what I'd like to do,
we haven't had time, to be fair to
you, is for you guys to get in the chat and I will take a bit of a, I'll take a temperature check. You know, whatever the general feeling is in the live chat, that is, and I expect the chat to go crazy, right? Get your answers in the chat. Whatever the general feeling is in the chat, that is what we will write as your prediction.
Don't do
as
it yet. Wait.
FPL Family. Yeah, wait until we go in each category. So, Sam, let's start with who you think are going to be Premier League champions.
Are we... Okay.
Premier League champions. Guys, get in the chat right now. Let us know who you think are going to be Premier League champions for the 23-24 season. And I'm going to write down who I think are going to be the champions for the 23-24 season. And we'll get in there. And as we are doing that, Sam, we will try and keep our answers away from each other. But as the live chat and as the stream catches up, I'm expecting this the chat to go a little bit busy in a minute. And then you will write down who the chat think
are
going to be champions. So Matthew Rigby is in saying City. Steve Wynyard is saying City. Stephen Hunter, City. There was a lot of City. Dylan Nader is in saying Spurs, Sam, to be
what?
Premier League champions this season. Dylan is... I don't know what you've been smoking, pal, but Spurs are not going to be...
Dylan!
Who else we got? John Robert Knight, Arsenal, to be champions this season. Cormac Dunn, who I know is a Liverpool fan, is saying Liverpool. Fair play, Cormac, but I don't think you're right,
I've
mate.
I've just had a moment where I've imagined Spurs winning the league. It's quite a beautiful thing.
Wow. Adam Stevo is saying Aston Villa, but then has put a smiling emoji, so I'm not sure he actually believes in that. But Aston Villa for a good season, Adam. I think they're in for a good season. Torben is saying Arsenal. 99 Aguero, unsurprisingly saying Manchester City. Shakalaka Mekaleka, who we haven't seen for a little while. Hey, Shakalaka, how are you doing? Chelsea, he or she says. Chelsea for the title. Sahil is saying Luton Town. Guys, come on, can you take this seriously, please? Man City, a man is saying we had a lot, Sam, of Man City's early on in that chat. So I think first we will go for Manchester City. Guys, now get in the chat, please, and tell us who you think.
Not City now, obviously.
Obviously, well, unless you think it's going to be Manchester City.
Well, we've put them as champions on their list. So
yeah, but the guys can say what they want. It's just like, listen, there's no rules here.
We can't have Man City like first, second, third, and fourth.
Sam, there's no rules here. Oh, I don't want to restrict the guys. I don't want to restrict the creativity. You say what you think, guys, except don't say Luton Town. Second to fourth, in that order, guys, get in the chat. Who is going to be second, third, and fourth? So I expect in the chat to see three Premier League team names. I'd like to see who you guys think are going to be second, third, and fourth. And I'm going to write who I think are going to be second, third, and fourth. And then we will see what you guys are saying. Right, there's my second, third, and fourth. I'm going to hide that from you. Malaki is saying Arsenal, Liverpool, and then Manchester United. We've got FPL Bruno in saying Arsenal, Man United, and Liverpool. We've got Arsenal, Man City, and Man United. Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United. Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs from Limit 613. Thank you, Limit. We've got PSV in saying City, Luton. Oh, another Luton. you wait till I ask you who's going to be relegated. Akon Jubb is saying Liverpool, Arsenal. There's a lot of Liverpool in here, by the way.
There's not on mine.
Brilliant. A lot of Liverpool. Man City, Liverpool, Newcastle from Pro Extortion. We've got Deutschland in saying Man City, Liverpool, Man United. Sam, I am seeing a lot of Manchester United. I'm seeing a lot of Liverpool, and I'm seeing...
There's a lot of Arsenal at the beginning.
A lot of Arsenal. What are we saying? Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool?
Okay.
Or Man United, Arsenal, Liverpool?
I think Liverpool fourth.
You think Liverpool fourth?
I think the question is how many people... I think it's between Arsenal and Man United as to who goes second and who goes
There's
third.
There's a few saying Liverpool second and third, you know. Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal? Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United? I think we go Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United.
Right.
The people have spoken, and that is not my red goggles being on. That is what you guys are saying. Nigel the Crab is saying United second for me. Sorry, Nigel the Crab. Site, we have decided that Man United are going to be fourth this season. Going to be fourth. So there we go. That is the top four. Now, guys, relegation. Relegation. Who are going to be, and this is where your Luton Town can come out, who are going
to
be
Don't
the
tell
bottom
them what to write. Is that
three?
Today freedom of speech on FPL Family?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally.
If they want to think rules. That Luton Town are going to win the league, you're allowed to say that here.
Rules.
This is a safe space.
I'm not going to make any rules up. Bottom three, guys. Who is going to get relegated from this year's 23-24 season?
18th, 19th, 20th.
Premier League. 18th, 19th, 20th. In that order, please, would be good. Let me know who you think are going to be relegated. I think there's a couple that are more or less going to go down. But then I'm struggling to think who are going to be 18th.
I've got 19 and 20. That was quite easy.
Wolves, Everton, Luton. We've got Luton. We've got Sheffield United. We've got Burnley, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United.
Burnley going down again.
We've got Luton, Wolves and Forest. We've got Everton, West Ham and Wolves. West Ham to go down. Just won a European trophy, Wheelie X. Luton, Brighton and Sheffield United. Interesting, Dylan.
Brighton?
It's the same guy that thought Spurs was going to win the league. I mean, it's just, come on.
The idea of Spurs winning the league. Dylan's my favourite person in this planet.
We've got John Tyno's in Wolves, Everton, Luton. We've got Wolves. So there's a lot of Wolves. Sorry, Wolves fans, but there's a lot of Wolves. There's a lot of Luton as well, Sam. So Luton and Wolves have got to be in there. I'll let you decide whether they are 19th or 20th and which way around you put them. 18th is a bit more difficult. I'm seeing a lot of Sheffield United. I'm seeing a little bit of Sheffield United. I've seen a bit of Everton. Sheffield United or Everton?
Get them to vote again on those two.
Guys, Sheffield United or Everton for 18th. Get in the chat. The next one I see is what we're going to go for. Everton or Sheffield United. Let's see it.
There's a lot of West Hams now.
There's a lot of West Hams in there, I'm telling you. I'm going to put who... I'm just deciding who's going to be my... 18th. West Ham. Why are people saying West Ham?
There's loads of West Hams. I think we're going to have to put West Ham.
There's a lot of West Hams, isn't there?
Yeah, we're going to have to put West Ham. There's loads of them.
West Ham it is.
Wow.
Guys, you guys have seen a lot of West Ham. I don't agree with it, but...
Well, they haven't signed anyone. They keep selling everyone.
The people have spoken, Sam, and the people are saying West Ham. Gavin Doyle's in. Hey, Gavin, he says Spurs.
Shut up, Gavin. Mods, brilliant. Sort Gavin out.
Brilliant. Mods, kick him out. That's it.
Get rid of him.
That's not allowed.
But promote Dylan.
Right. Dylan, you're welcome back. Gavin, sorry, mate. Right, golden boot, guys.
Fine, Gavin. We're going to be champions. You ask Dylan.
Dylan, who also thinks Brighton are getting relegated, but it could happen. It could happen. Golden boot, guys. See, look at the West Hams.
There's loads of them.
Look at the West. What's the West Ham going down? Golden boot, guys. Get into the chat. Let us know who you think
is
going to win this year's Premier League Golden Boot. And I'm just saying, XG for Haaland today was 0.0 in the community show.
I don't know what to write because I always write the same name. And what happens if he's not here for half the year?
Well, there's a lot of Haaland, as you would expect, Sam. Haaland. Hoyland, there's a few in there. There's a few more Haaland. There's one or two Salahs. There's one or two Harry Kanes. There's the odd sprinkling of a Darwin Nunez. There's even a Richarlison in there.
What?
But
is that Dylan again?
Haaland... Haaland is very much the name on people's lips. So I am going to write somebody down who is my golden boot. Who are you going to write? I think we know. You're not writing Haaland, are you?
I've written a little caveat.
What? If he's at the club still. I love it. If he doesn't go to Bayern Munich.
That's what I've written.
I'm having Harry Kane.
I've written, if he's still in the Premier League.
But, Sam,
what about the guys?
The FPL family community are saying Haaland. I think there's a lot of other names in the mix, but Haaland is absolutely there. The Playmaker Award, guys, the player that is going to get the most assists. Are we saying fantasy assists?
So
including fantasy assists.
Yeah, because we can check that by the scout members area. We can have another plug. Scout.
So that is the way that we're going to determine this is on the scout members area.
Total
assists, guys. The player that is going to get the most assists in FPL, we can say that, right?
Yep.
This season. Who is going to get the most assists in FPL this season? Let's see.
If I think that there might be a tie, can I put both names?
Yeah, no rules here, Sam.
All right.
Do what you want.
It's
you're a live stream, you do what you want. A few names popping up, Sam. Bruno, Salah, Madison, it's a bit more split here. Ødegaard, KDB, Mitoma, lots of different names. Dele Alli in the mix.
Oh, I wish it was. That would make me so happy.
Lots of Ødegaard. Madison all the way, Cyberdebt is saying. The chat is going crazy for the assist. A lot of Ødegaard. Seeing a lot of Ødegaard. A lot of Bruno. A lot of Salah. Oh, this is tricky.
Well, why don't we put a couple like I did?
Is tricky. I'm seeing Ødegaard quite a lot. Elise, nice shout. Bruno, Ødegaard, Salah. It's them three. Bruno, Ødegaard, Salah. Pick two from there.
Well, who's come up the most?
There is a lot of Ødegaard. I think you should write Ødegaard. There is a lot of Ødegaard. And I'm saying that there is a lot of Bruno as well. There's a lot of Bruno Fernandes. Oh, there's a lot of Salah there. I saw the same person. Ødegaard slash Bruno is what we're saying there. That's what we're saying. And I'm going to write somebody down. Assists.
Golden Glove?
Are we doing Golden Glove? I haven't put it on the slide, but you want to do it?
Well, we did last year.
All right.
But can't leave the keeps out.
So what is this? Most clean sheets?
Yeah.
In the season? So guys, get in the chat. Let us know who you think is the goalkeeper that is going to keep the most clean sheets this season. Which is the goalkeeper that is going to keep the most clean sheets in the Premier League 23-24 season? Who is that going to be? And I'm going to write down some names.
Just one name, if you can.
Yeah, let's going to write down one name. Yeah, so one name, guys. Who do you think is the goalkeeper that is going to keep the most clean sheets? Martinez straight in there. I like that. Ederson in there with a couple. Onana, pretty popular. Couple more for Ederson. One or two Ramsdales. Onana coming up again. Emi Martinez. I like Emi Martinez as a shout. Villa are going to do well defensively. That's not a bad shout. But it's not the most prolific name. There's a lot of Edersons in there. Nick Pope, Sherwin is saying. Nick Pope, yes, don't forget that Newcastle happened to be half decent defensively.
Newcastle
well.
Weren't like anywhere it. Near the top four.
Like it. Yeah, well, listen, but Nick Pope will keep some clean sheets. A lot of Onanas in there, Sam.
Onana.
A lot of Onanas in there. He will improve them, but will he keep clean sheets? There's a few Edersons in there as well, I think.
Well, De Gea got the most clean sheets last year.
He did. I'm seeing a lot of Onanas and Edersons, but I think you should go with Onana.
Okay, I've done that.
Okay, I think I'm going to write down a name. I think they're about to sign a pretty good defender, so I'm going to go, I think, with Edison. But I can see why people would go Onana. A lot of Man United fans in. So Onana is what you guys are saying for Golden Gloves. So that is the top four, bottom three, Golden Boot, most assists and Golden Gloves. Let's get to the FPL stuff. This is what matters, Sam. This is why the people are here,
did
right?
Did we keep this a secret Which from is... each other last time? I'm sure we didn't. I'm sure we told each other because we don't remember by game week 38 what we put anyway.
We don't remember anyway, do we? You get caught up in it every week in terms of you never forget, you never remember really what's going on. But the top FPL point scoring defender, guys. Who is going to be the defender in FPL that we sit here in game week 38 and we go, should have had him all season? Should have had him all season.
Find because that quite he easy, is I've done it.
The top scoring FPL defender. I'm already seeing plenty of Chilwells. I'm seeing a lot of Chilwells already. There's a few Trents in there. There's a Timber. A couple of his Stupinans, but there's a lot of Trents, a lot of Chilis. Let's see. Aman is in, one of our members. Hey, Aman, he's saying Chilwell. Steve Wynyard saying Trent. There's a lot of Trents, a lot of Chilwells. It's one of the two. Let's take a bit of a... There's a few Stupinans as well, and a few Timbers. Timber getting a bit of love, actually, which is interesting. A couple of Reece Jameses in there. Not sure he's going to stay fit long enough, guys, to be honest with you. There's a couple of Pedro Porros in there, but it is clearly, Sam...
Well, wait, stop.
It is clearly...
Who's put Pedro Porro?
It's clearly a Trent or a Chilwell. I'm seeing a lot of Chilwells.
Okay, Chilwell is.
I'm seeing a lot of Chilwells. So let's go with...
Maybe
I'm
we'll
write
read
down...
ours out at the end so the guys know what we voted for as well. And then we can not remember it until game week 38.
Right, okay. Now, midfielder, top FPL point scoring midfielder, guys. Get into the chat. Let us know who you think is going to be the top point scoring FPL midfielder. And this is going to be an interesting one because you've got so many options in there. We've got all the Arsenal boys. We've got KDB. We've got Bruno. We've got Rashford. We've got Salah. We've got hundreds of options in there. Even when you go down, look at the 6.5 bracket, you've got the Diabys. You've got the Mbumos. You've got loads and loads of options. You've got the Fodens in at 7.5. The Madisons in at 7.5. Lots and lots of options.
I think you're going to see Sakas and Salahs now.
I think we're seeing a lot of Salahs. There is a lot of Salahs. Maybe unsurprisingly, there's a lot of Salahs. There's a few Brunos in there as well. There's the odd Rashford, Odegaard, Martinelli for sure. All of these guys are going to be popular. But undoubtedly, Sam, it looks like Mo...
Okay.
Is the one to go for. There's a few Rashfords, there's a few Sakas creeping back in. There's somebody who keeps screaming Dele Alli in capital letters. Darren, you need to calm down, mate. Dele Alli would be wonderful if he was still in our league.
He is in our league. Plays for Everton.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I thought he got a transfer, didn't he?
We went on loan.
Yeah, he's back and playing. A few Odegaards. There's a Kulusevski in there, interestingly. But for sure... As Emma F is saying, by putting the crowns around his name in the chat, you guys are saying Mo Salah. I'm going to say a player that I'm going to say is the FPL midfielder that's going to score the most amount of points. And then let's go to the FPL forward that's going to score the most amount of points. Guys, get in the chat. Let us know who you think is going to be the top FPL points scoring forward. Is it going to be as easy as Haaland, or is there going to be somebody that upsets the big Norwegian bandwagon? Is there going to be a Harry Kane? Is there going to be an Nkunku? Is there going to be a Darwin Nunez? You can see him there on the screen in all his glory. Is he going to upset the Haaland freight train coming through the station? Niraj is in saying Haaland, obviously. Hassan is in saying Hoyland. A bit of love for the new Manchester United signing. Lots and lots of Haalands. A few Nunezes. A few Harry Kanes, Sam, actually. More Harry Kanes than I expected. Some João Pedros in there. A few people getting excited about
the
João
Pedro.
João Pedro
was the highest scoring forward in the game. That'd be hilarious. At 5.5, he outscores everyone. Season.
Lots of smiley love emojis from Pro Extortion for Darwin Nunez. Simon is saying Kane all the way. We've got a few Jacksons in there. A few Haalands. It's not quite as Mbappe, Steve is saying. Yeah, maybe.
Wait,
who knows? This time next week.
When he's playing for Luton or something.
I'm going to say there's a lot of conjecture here, but I think Haaland, there's a lot of Haalands in there. I think we'd be wrong. We'd be doing the community a disservice if we didn't write Haaland, because most of you guys have gone for Erling Haaland. And then the surprise differential.
Last year, I had Marcus Rashford and he smashed it.
Was that a surprise to anybody?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. I think I had Martin Odegaard. I think that's quite a good shout. Surprise differential in the chat, guys. Get in to the live chat and let us know who you think. Some great names popping up here. Mbappe is featuring more than once. And who is going to be the surprise differential? Who's going to be the player that literally no one's really talking about right now? No one's got them in their draft, but he is going to be the surprise differential. There's a few Eze's in there. Would you say that was a surprise differential?
Well, I mean, if they're under 10% owned at the moment, which half the game is.
I'm not sure Eze is he? I don't know. But there's a few Garnachos in there. Like that, guys. By the way, Garnacho, like that, could be in for a good season. A few Diaz's in there, a few Luis Diaz, I like that. A couple of Antonys in there. Who else we've got? Weghorst in there, nice. Harvey Barnes, nice shout, guys. Harvey Barnes is a bit of a surprise differential. Who else we've got? Sherwin is saying Bowen. Yeah, don't mind that either. Don't mind that. There's a few Garnachos in here, you know. A few Garnachos. There's a few Cole Palmers on the back of today. A few Estupinans. I don't think we can say that Estupinan is a surprise differential right now, right? Because
he's
over 50% owned or something ridiculous, right? So there's a few Isaacs in there. There's some Diabys, Olises, Luis Diaz. I'm noticing a few Harvey Barnes. Is that the same person spamming Harvey Barnes? Yeah, it is the same person. If I can see a few, if I get a bit of love for Harvey Barnes, I could be persuaded. Buonanotte from Stephen Harker. I like that, mate. I like that. Skamaka. Look at this.
He's leaving Skamaka.
Is he? Okay, we won't be in then. Sir Bosley Mudrick. You guys are saying Mudrick could be in there. A few more Garnachos. I like it. I think that might be the same person spamming Garnacho, though. This is a bit more difficult, you know. This is a bit more difficult. There's a few Eze's to start with. There's Enciso, another good one. A lot of good ones here. There's a bit of love for Harvey Barnes here. There's a bit of love for Harvey Barnes. Do you want to go? Are you happy with Harvey Barnes?
I don't care. It's their predictions, if that's what they're saying.
I'm going to say, because there's a lot here. There's a lot here. But you guys are going Harvey Barnes as your differential. In fact, you could write two or three here because you've got Harvey Barnes. There's definitely DRB as well. There's a lot of love for DRB. And I know it's mostly the same person spamming the word Garnacho over and over, but I don't mind that either. There's a few other people that are showing him a bit of love with Garnacho. So maybe you could stick Garnacho in there as well. I had one in my head a minute ago and now I've lost it. Oh, yes, that's who I'm going to go with.
I'm going to put two because I got two.
You've got two. Okay, fine. I'll go with that. Right. Okay, guys, that is it. Thank you very much for your predictions. Are we going to read out what we have predicted?
What did we do last year?
Well, every year we just stick it in the drawer. We don't tell people.
I don't remember keeping it. Oh, did we not?
We don't tell people.
Well, let's not tell people then.
All right, we won't tell people.
No, we've not finished.
What?
Well, hello.
I didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Guys, get in the chat. Team Sam, Team Lee.
The one that matters, guys. Never mind any of this. The one that matters.
Hashtag.
Get in the chat. And if you're watching the replay, I will be looking at the comments of this video on YouTube. Hashtag Team Lee. Hashtag Team Sam. Now, bear in mind, we're in our seventh season of FPL Family. And I'm 6-1 down. The wooden spoon trophy that gets handed out to the loser every year. I've got my name engraved on it. It sits on my mantelpiece. I'm 6-1 down. Surely, as you guys were saying before, even a broken clock tells the right time twice a day. Law of averages. You've written Team Sam, haven't you?
I've absolutely trash talked you as well on the bottom of my sheet.
Absolute.
Hashtag lots of things that have been written about on this sheet.
Right. There we go.
I hope you've backed yourself this year because I'm telling you, you can't have another year where you don't back
Let's
yourself.
Let's see what the chat is saying. Team Sam, hashtag Team Max, a lot of people are saying. There's a lot of Team Sams in there. Thank you, Jack. He's gone, hashtag Team Sam, sorry Lee. You see, I like that. I like that. Steve Wynyard is saying, 4 million in the bank. Hashtag Team Sam.
No way. There's no way Wynyard has said, I'll win.
Even Wynyard is supporting you.
You know it's bad when Steve's on my side.
I've lost even the Wynyard. Even people that are...
Who you got left?
Oh, there's no one left. There's no one left. Josh Cleave, Team Lee, thank you.
You've got one.
He's in. And then I was about to read out another Team Lee, but it's Josh again saying Team Lee. So thank you, Josh. Toby Govind, hashtag Team Lee. Greg Frost, Team FPL Family. Thank you, Greg. Darren Ashman, hashtag Team Sammy Lee. Team Sam all the way, Emma F says, all the way, because you've only got 1.5 in the bank compared to Lee's 4, which is bonkers. Who else have we got? We've got Aman is hashtag Team Lee, you'll never walk alone. Thank you, Aman. Much appreciated. Deutschland is in Lee We Trust. Yes,
do we?
Here we go. Babani, hashtag Team Lee. Martin, Team Lee for the bravery. You'll never walk alone, hashtag Team Lee. I'm saying it. The community.
Guys.
The community, Sam, are saying
on.
Team Lee.
No, they can't be.
They are.
I demand a recount.
They say Team Lee. Here we go. Wheelie X, hashtag Team Lee. All right, you spelled my name wrong, but it's Team Lee.
Have they all gone mad?
Hashtag Team Max.
Did they see your team?
Jim Hilkins is saying Lee or Max. Not you. Alan Phil Christensen, Team Lee. Matt Francis, Team Lee. The community.
Losers.
The hashtag. time. The hashtag, the community are saying...
You're all wrong, but fine.
The community.
I put it.
Who are mostly Liverpool fans, by the looks of things. Thank you, Liverpool fans.
You're all bonkers.
Are saying, yes, Limit 613, yes, it's Lee's year.
It's definitely not. It should have been his Lee's year last year, and he couldn't hold on to it.
Ilias, Team Lee, come on. Here we go. Richard Lohman, Lee, but ditch the 4 million. Duncan Crawford, Team Sam all the way. Of course he is.
Because Duncan's got a brain.
Of course he is. Duncan.
He knows not to trust in you.
Oh, of course
you're
he is.
Like, always. You're like Arsenal, leading the table by January and then fluff your lines and don't come top.
There's a lot of... that's all I'm saying. You guys are... I don't know what
are
it is
these
that
people
you,
knew around it.
I don't know what it is that you've had to drink this evening, guys, but you are Team Lee.
I think
and
they
I
just...
Love
make,
it. I'm
I think they
it.
Feel bad for you.
That's it. That's what it's a sympathy.
It's a sympathy vote.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Thanks, dear.
You have it,
that.
Darling.
Shut up. That was the most patronising thing I've ever seen. For the podcaster, Sam just rubbed me on the shoulder and went, "You have it, dear."
They heard me speak. They're not
absolute
deaf.
Joke.
They're podcast listeners.
Absolutely.
They've heard that.
Right, let's get on to
fantasy. I think you've made that up.
Let's get on to Fantasy Football Fest.
I'm going to count the votes
one
later.
Of my favourite... the Team Broken Clock, people are saying. one of my favourite days of the year, Fantasy Football Fest, is back. We are going to be there next Friday, the 11th of August, down in Waterloo in London.
There's
Fantasy
Duncan.
Football Fest. There's Duncan in a picture with you. That's why he's Team Sam.
He'll have biscuits as well with him as well.
What else is there to say that we haven't said about Fest already? It's really great fun. The community will get together. There's
I've
a countdown
a quiz
to deadline. You're doing a quiz.
Well, there's a quiz and I've done 8 questions.
So whoever's on our quiz team will have a +8 head start. Is that what you're saying?
No, because I'm not around. I'll be up reading those questions.
Oh, you're on the stage.
So
okay.
I'll get up and have to leave the team for a little bit. When right. I come back, I expect the team... to have sorted it out and worked out who's what, because I won't be able to help on that round.
Okay.
Have to be fair.
All right, okay.
But
well,
we do normally smash the quiz.
We normally do all right
came
in the quiz.
Came second last
FPL,
year.
Team FPL family normally does
it's
all right
it's
in the quiz.
It's because it's fueled by biscuits.
It is. So August the 11th, Friday, August the 11th, starts at 4 p.m, I
yes,
think, down in Waterloo.
4 till midnight.
4 till midnight. So do not feel obliged to get there at 4.
No,
if you
enjoy every minute.
Listen, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you can, get there for 4 o'clock. But I appreciate Friday for most people is a work
There's
day.
There's also
right?
a
Including meets me,
beforehand
right?
as well.
There will be an at FPL meets, I think, probably at the Thirsty Bear down on the South Bank towards sort of Blackfriars Station. You can head over to at FPL meets to find out more information about that in terms of the pre get together before people head to Fantasy Football Fest in Waterloo Arches. But we will be there. You'll be there from about 4. I'll be there from about sort of 5-6 o'clock. Yeah, come find us. If you are planning to go, we will see you there. If you currently haven't got a ticket or you're undecided as to whether you want to go, head over to at FFFest on Twitter. Pretty sure there's still tickets available.
There's still tickets available,
You can still get tickets.
Do come.
So if you do want to come, we'd love to see you there.
The train strikes don't look too bad either. They're just overtime strikes. So it looks like the trains are going to be okay from what I've seen. So
yes.
Come. It's...
Oh, you'll never guess who's in the chat.
Who?
Never guess who's in the chat.
Who?
He's here just to flirt.
Oh, is it Az?
With me, probably. Not with you.
Hi, babe.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Get out. Get the hell off. It's ridiculous. Hi, babe.
He's texted me while we were on
it. Abeyas. Sneaky little... Oh, gosh, right.
It's all right, Az. Lee won't be there for the first 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. He won't be drunk. I was going to say he won't be drunk by then. There's a high chance he might.
Who, Az?
Yeah.
Who is Black Box Live?
He's on stage. He's got to be sober, isn't he?
I'll go and give him a hug while he's doing it.
He's got to be... last I listened to Black Box, I listened to him and Mark in the last episode... they seem to be taking it on their stride. I wonder if they're a little bit nervous.
Az?
A little bit nervous about Black Box Live.
As you're here, are you hashtag Team Lee or hashtag Team Sam?
Oh, do we even need to ask that question?
Yeah.
We don't need to ask that question.
We do, because you apparently claim the whole chat think it's you this year.
Knowing, Az is saying, hi, babe, kiss back. Such a dick, honestly. Knowing how the FPL Black Box team, knowing them as we do and the technical challenges they often have on their live streams.
What? Says you?
Excuse me. We're in the cloud. We are technically advanced compared to FPL Black Box. I mean, come on. Some of the technical issues they have. So to do a live at Fest, I can't wait. I can't wait. They might get going by sort of 11:30.
Wow. As I think Lee might be a little bit jealous.
As he's in the chat, he's saying, we have no plan for Black Box Live. He's saying, genuinely, they're going to turn up and just hope for the best.
It's all right. I'll come for a chat. We'll be fine. It'll be fine, as.
All you need to know, guys, is that Fantasy Football Fest is great, great fun. And if the Black Box team have any issues, I've got $4 million in my bank I can lend you to help you with any of those technical difficulties. Who needs Salah? Ooh, who needs Kane? I'm all about João Pedro and $4 million in the bank. Sam, talk the community through what is going on this week outside of Fantasy Football Fest on Friday.
For me, it's going to be a super, super busy week. So Jules Kelly and I will be back with an FPL pod on Thursday this week. They're both still... Actually, Kelly will be home from Australia by that point.
Lovely.
So Kelly and I will be back in the UK. Jules will still be in Australia following France around.
Nice.
So we'll be recording the FPL pod early on Thursday morning. That'll be out Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, I am on Sky Sports News for their show in the morning. I'll be going straight from Sky Sports News Skype over to a Zoom with my beloved Az to do a Q&A on the Fantasy Football Scout channel. That's at 11 a.m.
So you are literally out of one studio into the next.
Correct.
You are such a 24/7 scout personality.
Party
unbelievable.
I'll be living my FPL best life on Friday. So I think it's 10:30 on Friday morning for Sky. Finishes at about 10 to 11. I'll be whipping across to join Az on the Fantasy Football Scout channel at 11 o'clock for the Q&A. We'll be doing that till about 11:45-ish. And then
nice.
I'll be dropping the kiddies at my mum and dad's and heading into London for Fest.
The return
the
of the Ohana podcast on Friday morning.
The Ohana podcast
for the patrons community, yes. That's
Ohana
coming.
Is our podcast for our patrons. That'll go out on Friday morning. Well, actually, we always say that, but it tends to go out on a Thursday night now. Should we both do it together?
Let's do it together. And I don't want to give too much away.
What's going
to
happen on it?
But the Ohana podcast might be going to whole new levels this year. I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, I know about this, I think.
Watch this space, because it's very technically advanced. Black Box can only dream of this, by the way.
You don't need to compete with Az. I'm married to you.
No, I'm just saying technically.
It's okay.
No, I'm not competing with Az on a love level. I'm competing with them on a technical level. That's a level I know I can win.
Wow. That's the level you can win.
The Ohana podcast, I have plans. That's all I'm going to say. Patrons, I have plans. It might involve you being live with us.
Oh my God.
Virtually in an environment to do a note like an Ohana live podcast where you can ask questions of us live. I'm not figured it out yet. I'm thinking about it.
You've made big... That's a big statement.
It's a big statement. This Friday's Ohana will be a podcast. But going forward through this season, I have plans. Watch this space.
We'll also, by the time you see us next Friday, you got an early hint of our new graphics at the beginning of this podcast.
This
live stream. The video isn't quite finished yet, but we've used it tonight. So there'll be a new video for next week. There'll be new background graphics for next week. We are going whole new levels.
Whole new levels that Black Box can only...
Stop! What is going on? Why are you so worried about this? And then, next week, I'm also, just in case you haven't seen me enough, I'll be on the first off the bench of the season as well.
Oh, God.
Me and Sonaldo.
People have had enough of you by then.
They won't.
Oh, God.
People have had enough of me by then.
You're on Q&As, you're on Sky, the official podcast, Fest, Ohana, off the bench. Is there anything you're not doing in the next week or so?
Spending any time with you, apparently.
Spending any time with me, that's absolutely correct. Guys, thank you for joining us. It's been an absolutely mammoth, ridiculously long 1:40 live stream, which is absolutely crazy. But thank you for joining us here tonight on FPL Family. Leave us a like and subscribe if you enjoyed the stream. We will see those of you going to Fantasy Football Fest on Friday, the 11th of August, in person. We will see you there for Sam's quiz, Black Box Live. We've got comedians, loads to drink.
Lee and Az might have a fight, apparently, over their tech skills.
Whenever Az and I meet, there's a beer, there's lots of hugging, and there's never any bad words said.
I'm leaving you two to have your own loving. These two, they might act like this, but they have a proper bromance. I'll just be hanging out with Yelena.
It's always a bromance. Guys, good luck with... Because we won't see you now on this channel until this time next week, when I'll be deciding how to spend my $4 million.
When you'll be taking a -12.
And which premium I want to get on. because that is the decision I'm going to be making. Guys, good luck with game week one. Good luck with the start of FPL on Friday. We'll see those of you at Fest. Until this time next week, thanks for joining us. Leave us a like before you go. Good luck in game week one. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.